From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Chancellor Angela Merkel says she's seriously concerned that German citizens might be among the victims and the wounded in an explosion in Istanbul that killed at least 10 people earlier Tuesday. In comments to reporters, she said those affected are members of a German tourist group, and of course, the German foreign ministry immediately set up a crisis meeting. We're trying to gather all the information as quickly as possible. She went on to say that they must ascertain today that Istanbul was hit, Paris was hit, Tunisia was hit, and Ankara too was already hit. Today, international terrorism has shown its ugly face once again. Apart from the grief we obviously feel today, it shows that we need to act decisively against terrorism, she added. A Syrian suicide bomber is thought to have been responsible for the attack, which killed at least 10 people, including foreigners, in the heart of Istanbul's historic Sultanahmet tourist district Tuesday, according to the Turkish president. There is a high probability that Islamic State militants were behind the blast near the Blue Mosque in Hagia Sophia, according to two senior Turkish security officials speaking to Reuters. And for the seventh and final time of his presidency, President Barack Obama will stand before Congress and the American public to lay out his vision not only for his remaining months in office, but for the future of the United States. In a video preview that he says he is optimistic about the path that the United States is on. Is that optimism that the White House officials say will be showcased when the president addresses the nation for his last State of the Union address Tuesday? We will carry that live on Wednesday at 2 hours Universal Time. This is VOA News. British oil and gas company BP announced plans Tuesday to slash 5% of its global workforce in the face of a continued slump in oil prices. It says it's aimed to reduce its global production headcount by 4,000 to 20,000 as it undergoes a $3.5 billion restructuring program. BP said its headcount totaled around 80,000 at the end of 2015. A spokesman says, "We want to simplify our structure and reduce costs without compromising safety." Meanwhile, BP will report fourth quarter and full year results for 2015 on February 2nd. Myanmar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi is calling for all factions to be included in the newest round of peace talks between armed ethnic groups and the country's ongoing quasi-civilian government. She says that in this time, based on the mandate, it's the right thing to do and what people want us to do, and we're ready to take responsibility of building forever peace. The Nobel laureate made the remarks Tuesday on the opening day of negotiations in the Myanmar capital. An agreement between the government and opposition forces has allowed dozens of trucks to deliver food, medicine, blankets, and at least three besieged towns in Syria. Some news accounts report dozens have died of starvation. Abdulaziz al-Mashi is co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Movement. He blames the regime of Bashar al-Assad for the widespread suffering.
Assad has been using food as a weapon for almost 3 years. So basically, when Assad failed to break into the opposition held areas by force, he used like all kind of weapons he has got, including chemical weapons, and then he started using food as a weapon.
However, Syria's UN ambassador Bashar Jafari said his government is cooperating with the aid delivery and blamed what he called armed terrorist groups for the humanitarian disaster.
The reality of the so-called besieged hard to reach areas is that some of those areas are controlled by terrorist groups who are using civilians as human shields. And other areas are besieged from the terrorist groups who are preventing the delivery of humanitarian assistance.
Now, the Taliban said Tuesday it was convinced by Qatari mediators to release a Canadian man on humanitarian grounds after holding him hostage in Afghanistan for nearly 5 years. The Canadian foreign minister announced Monday the release of Colin Rutherford, who went to Afghanistan in 2010 and was reported missing in February 2011. The Taliban video 3 months later accused him of spying, but Rutherford said he was a tourist interested in history, historical sites, old buildings, and shrines. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.